Chair Rapporteur. This is a joint statement on behalf of the Center for Human Rights at the University of Pretoria and the African Coalition for Corporate Accountability on Article 16 of the third draft. We would like to commend and applaud the work and progress that has been done towards the legally binding instrument on business and human rights thus far. With regards to implementation mechanisms, we emphasize the importance of having clear procedural guidelines to facilitate effective implementation. We note that the third draft recognizes this in its purpose, which is to inter alia, facilitate effective implementation of the obligations. This, however, does not seem to translate to the provisions in Article 16 dealing with implementation, which remain inadequate. We note with concern the lack of any substantial changes in Article 16 on implementation in the third draft compared to the last draft. A slight textual change is noted and commended in Article 16.2, where there is now a specified time limitation of 6 months within which state parties should furnish copies of their laws and regulations to the UN Secretary General. Other than this, however, the text of the third draft reads virtually the same as the second revised draft. The provisions on implementation therefore remain inadequate and have a long way to go before adoption. The current draft, much like the previous draft, lacks a strong stance on enforcement and monitoring mechanisms that would guarantee the effective implementation of the treaty, as well as address the remaining gaps in terms of inclusion and definition of global value chains, the piercing of the corporate veil, and addressing the bottom line of transnational corporate impunity. In previous submissions to the working group, we had already highlighted that an effective enforcement mechanism for the envisioned treaty would be the establishment at the international level of a sort of international court to deal specifically with business and human rights. We remain concerned by the third draft's failure to make provision for such a mechanism or a similar alternative. We note with worry that the provisions on implementation seemingly rest very heavily on the capacity and willingness of states to cooperate towards the enforcement. While we acknowledge the importance of state cooperation, the entire text on implementation cannot rely exclusively on the commitment of states. We recognize the possibilities that disputes might arise concerning the capacity of states to fulfill the obligations in the treaty in the case of provisions that might conflict with international investment agreements. We suggest, therefore, a provision that sets out clearly the implementation of provisions contrary to international investment agreements. As it stands, victims do not have access to strong mechanisms with the current text on implementation. Furthermore, there is a lack of a clear assertion of the primacy of international human rights law over other bodies of international law, including trade and investment law. We conclude by reminding that the bottom line of the legally binding instrument is to end corporate impunity for violations of business-related human rights. As such, we need provisions on implementation mechanisms that are effective with clear goals and unambiguously defined roles and responsibilities of all the relevant stakeholders. We thank you.